Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Chapel Hill High School has lost a complete package in Todd Morgan. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. I chuckled to myself when I read the touching and long email from Todd Morgan explaining why he is leaving Chapel Hill High after 5 years as the boys' basketball coach and four as athletic director. Morgan and his wife Courtney are returning to their roots and families in eastern North Carolina to teach, coach, and raise their young children. Morgan was a masterful communicator and marketer of his teams and overall athletic program. He was an incessant emailer with schedules, results, and highlights of Tiger athletes. He seemed to know that a hardworking local media that also had UNC to cover could not always give his program the attention it wanted and deserved. So Morgan helped out by emailing photos, statistics, and so much information that the radio station, newspapers, and websites could not ignore it. And he always thanked the media who did come out to his games. I also smile because his series of emails not only reviewed all of what Chapel Hill High has accomplished recently, but paid tribute to the heritage of the school going back to championship coaches Bob Culton and Ken Miller. It was Morgan's goal to renew the tradition of Chapel Hill High excellence, and the 68 coaches and more than 500 student-athletes annually honored the 59 state championships Chapel Hill teams have won by finishing first in the 3A Wachovia Cup standings for the last 3 years. Morgan's email also shared their recent scare with Courtney, who is pregnant with little Todd due to arrive in December. Morgan thanked the Chapel Hill High family and friends for their prayers and well wishes as Courtney fought through her illness and she and the baby recovered completely. At the same time, he announced he is resigning to join them in the New Bern, Morehead City area where Courtney has already taken an elementary school administrative teaching position. Todd Morgan will not only be missed here due to the great young athletes and high-ranking students he coached and mentored, but also how he became engulfed in this community. His successor for both roles have not been named. Whoever it is has some big shoes to fill, and an email listserv who, like the Morgans, is anxiously expecting. This is Archansky. See ya.